I am great. How are you, man?
Fantastic. I'm guessing as a farmer rancher, you're getting set for the spring, are you?
Starting to think about it, I guess, a little. We didn't want to do too much when it was minus 30 there for a couple of weeks, but now it's nice out. We can get a few things done.
Have to tell you, I love the new tune, One for the Road. If you grew up in an acreage, a farm, a ranch, in the country somewhere, this is your song.
Yeah, no, that was a song that really connected with me right first time I heard it, and just knew we had to get it out into the world, and yeah, the video kind of took it to another level for me. It was just all shot right around our farm and on the roads that actually grew up on, so it was kind of nice to get that extra little touch in there, too.
And it has to be one of the prettiest videos I've ever seen. There's no mistaking that Alberta sunset.
If you watch the previous video, we did a video for This Side of the Dirt, and it was just blowing, and I got my long hair, and it was just in my face. I was trying to, we just tried to pick the shots, but yeah, the One for the Road video, it was like it knew what we were doing because the sun was just setting as perfect as it could be, and we parked. We got ahead of, borrowed an old square body truck, which was my first truck, was an 82 Sierra, so we wanted the old square body truck, so we got it out parked on the road, and the sun, just the colors, everything in the sky was just unreal. So
82 Sierra. I was gonna ask you, because I saw the square body, I was like, hang on a sec, because they're all the rage right now. That 82 square body is probably worth 50 grand.
Yeah, wish we never got rid of it. No kidding, it was in good shape too, but yeah, sold it off as you do at the farm and just kind of moved on to other things. But always kind of wanted one back, but anyways, we found one from a friend that we borrowed, and it was in good shape, and yeah, looked pretty good with that sunset behind it.
Cassette deck in the dash, amp underneath, maybe some house speakers in the back.
Got to get the 6x9s on the roof, all that good old stuff. You bet.
And every fender was a different color.
That's right. Yeah, we had one of those too.
My gosh, Nashville North, they just announced the lineup, and it is just unbelievable. But July 9th through the 13th, you're back in Calgary.
Yeah, very excited about that one. It's always just one we got circled on the calendar. It's just such a crazy energy in that city the whole time, and in that tent right on the ground there. It's not we go into that show usually pretty tired because we're doing a whole bunch of stuff during Stampede, but as soon as you hit that stage, you just got this whole new adrenaline and just give her everything you got for 45 minutes there. So we've had a fun time at that one the last few years, and glad they asked us back again.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how do you prepare for a show like that? That's going to be, 1, 2, 3, 4 days, 5 days, whatever. Is it the same show every night, or is it kind of determined by the audience you get?
Yeah, a little bit. We always leave quite a bit of room for flexibility. You kind of start to figure things out. It's fun doing the last 5 days because you kind of get to go into the weekend. And then the Sunday is just a free-for-all because every artist usually comes back and hangs out backstage, and the people from the Coke stage come over, and the Big Four, all the other stages that are on the grounds, and it's just kind of this big, almost become a family reunion now that we've done it for as many years as we have, and it's a lot of the same crew and just great, great people. I think they hire more on just people that are easy to get along with than they do on professional ability. But we love playing there for that reason too. It's just become kind of a family.
Is there somebody else who's been announced that you're looking forward to seeing?
Oh yeah, there's big Cole Wetzel. I actually kind of have got into a little bit the last few years, so I think we'll go down for his show. There's some good ones over the Big Four too. I saw Jason Isbell they just announced as well there, which would be cool to go over and see. Nolene Hoffman or whatever it is, that's kind of Alberta girl that would she's really taken off, so it'd be cool to see her too. But this lineup, they know what they're doing. They always bring in some big names that can get the crowd going. So I think they'll all be good.
So how's the rest of the summer looking for you?
Great. Yeah, filling up like crazy. We're just kind of working on some new music right now. So we're excited to get this one out as we're kind of making some new music and then in summer like nuts. So it's going to be good. There's some big ones we haven't even been able to announce yet, but it's going to be a good summer.
Ooh,
for us.
Interesting. Busy summer means some new farm equipment come the fall.
We'll see. I got to pay for this new album here first, and then if there's any left over after that, maybe we can see what's out there.
Where's the best place to follow Drew Gregory online? Is it Twitter, TikTok, where you do all your dancing?
We do. We've been getting into the TikTok pretty good. Instagram, that's kind of the two we're most active on, but we kind of put stuff out on everything. Just put the new video out on YouTube there as well. But DrewGregoryMusic.com, we kind of get hubbed to whatever your favorite social platform is. You can find us there, and all the music easy enough.
Drew Gregory, thanks for catching up, buddy. I really appreciate it, and we'll see you this summer at the Calgary Stampede.
Absolutely. Always great to talk. Thank you so much.